Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the market close report for Wednesday, the 26th of April. Well, the Aussie share market back online after shutting yesterday, of course, for the Anzac Day holiday. Pretty cautious start to the week, it must be said. We had a bit of catching up to do as well with the rest of the world. That didn't do particularly well last night. It actually fell back in the order of 1.5% over in the United States because of the resurfacing of concerns with the US banking system, in particular First Republic Bank in America, which basically halved in share price in one day. And this is on a report that basically around $100 billion in deposits left the group in 3 months. So this was one of the banks receiving attention following on from the failure of a couple of other US banks, including Signature and Silicon Valley Bank. So this is going to be one to probably watch in the days ahead. So the ASX 200 today fell for the fourth consecutive trading day, not by much, by roughly 6 points or 0.1% to 7,316. Could have been worse. We're down over five times as much earlier this morning. And then we had updates on inflation. Now, this was certainly the main thing to watch this week. We had monthly figures, we had quarterly updates, which amongst other things just makes things more difficult for economists and analysts to make sense of and to digest these data. But basically what we've seen is that inflation is heading in the right direction. It's falling. Headline inflation still 7%, way too high for the year. It's an improvement at least on 7.8% that we had just 3 months earlier. Importantly, underlying inflation or core inflation has been continuing to drop at a more significant pace below expectations. This was a good sign, something that probably going to get the Reserve Bank quite pleased as well. It's going to make a decision on interest rates next Tuesday. At the moment, the market is convinced, it seems, that there's going to be no rate hike next week. So markets are pricing in an 85% chance of no hike. We think it could be a much closer call than that, could be a coin toss. So it's going to be certainly a very interesting RBA meeting. Now, as far as what we saw across the share market today, a real mixed bag. There were a number of sectors under pressure, but a few of them actually managed to improve off their lows after those weaker inflation numbers were out. Property stocks were included in this bunch. We had financials doing okay. We had tech stocks coming off their lows and also consumer discretionary doing reasonably well. Some of the best performers, energy, industrials, and energy stocks managed to bounce back despite oil prices falling last night. But one reason perhaps is that the prior two sessions saw oil prices actually lifting. Now, if we look at the best performers on our share market today, quite a familiar story now. We've seen this for the past month and a half. Gold prices are generally lifting when there are concerns with the US banking sector. That's been the case again last night. So Gold Road Resources, Evolution Mining, West African Resources, three gold miners, and they were the three best performers on our share market today. Stockland, up in the order of 2.5% today. The property developer is sticking to annual targets despite the headwinds from higher rates. And Westpac Bank managed to edge a little higher, helping to minimize the loss on our share market. The losers on the market today, though, included the iron ore producers, the major names, Rio, BHP, Fortescue, all down. That seemed to be partly because iron ore prices took a little bit of a hit, dropping back below $100 per ton for the first time this year. So the recovery of China's economy is going at a slower pace than hoped. Mineral resources, though, easily the worst performer on the ASX 200, down almost 10%. Amongst other things today, it flagged a lower than hoped outlook for its lithium business. A2 Milk, also under pressure, down about 5%. Now, it responded to comments made by its key supplier, Synlait, which essentially just pointed out the demand for infant formula in China has been slower than hoped. So A2 Milk responded. Amongst other things, it said that revenue is probably going to grow less than hoped as well. And Sonic Healthcare, down close to 2%, spending quite a bit of money to expand further in Germany. Second acquisition this month there, spending about $300 million Aussie to make this acquisition. So this is a company that hasn't done that well this year on the share market. It's generally gone backwards. But keep in mind that over the course of less than 2 years, because of so much demand in the COVID period for COVID tests, it generally has seen its share prices going higher for quite some time. So it doubled in share price in less than 48 months. Now, as far as what we saw in currencies, the Aussie weakened against pretty much all the majors, including the greenback, where it's sitting at 66.1, but it also softened against the Kiwi, the Yen, the Sterling, and the Euro. If we cast our eyes forward to tonight, we get an update on durable goods orders in the US. Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook, will be out with profit results tomorrow. And tomorrow on the Aussie market, we've got a number of companies out with quarterlies, including the likes of Northern Star, Newcrest Mining as well, and then Pilbara Minerals and Sandfire will be with some others. On that note, have a great evening, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.